The Shanghai Wife, written by Emma Harcourt and read by Eloise Oxer. The dedication reads, "For Oliver, Claire and Zoe, and for my intrepid grandmother, Ilma Hilda Harcourt." Chapter 1. The Yangtze River, April 1925. The water was as still as the early morning air. Annie stood alone on the starboard deck, impatient to sail beyond the river's bend. She threw her arms wide till she held the entire view of the distant shoreline and waters in her grasp, and stretched her neck with the glorious sensation of freedom which the Yangtze voyage offered. A sudden wind sent dark green eddies whirling across the river's glassy surface, and Annie watched the shifting colours move towards her before feeling the breeze swirl deliciously through her hair. Less than a year ago, she'd been stuck on her father's farm. Now, she lived in China. Beyond the rocky shoreline, farmers with bullocks tilled the rice paddies. Annie kicked off her shoes and rolled up the trousers she planned on wearing as often as possible. Now there was no one to judge. Without her nylons, her bare feet felt clean and cool. She wiggled her toes triumphantly. There were no Shanghai rules here. A shudder from the engine room signaled they would soon be underway, and Annie turned to watch the receding view of the river. She belonged on this working boat as a guest of the captain, her husband. The air was cold and fresh. She took in a deep, cleansing breath. Finally, Annie felt she could stop running. It had taken a day to sail beyond the crowded commercial section of the river that ran from the Bund all the way around Pudong Point. She'd watched steamships power away from them, amazed at how the large vessels managed to avoid the junks that dipped and bobbed in the churned-up waters. Huge billboards dotted the shoreline, advertising cigarettes, tiger balm, even chewing gum. There had been British gunboats positioned out from the point, a potent reminder of the unrest. But now, with the violence of Shanghai behind her, and rural scenery on either side of the shoreline, it felt like a real river journey. The passageway smelt of damp carpet and fuel as Annie made her way to her cabin. The ship pitched forward, and she felt a thrill of excitement as she fell onto the bunk bed, her feet touching the end where she lay. From the open porthole, the smell of cold water breezed through and briefly disguised the dank that pervaded every inch of her small cabin. Annie pulled off her trousers and shirt and let the cool of the river breeze ruffle her slip. Opposite the bed, a wash basin stood on a small table against the wall. A stalk of plum blossom sat in a jar, a gesture from one of the crew. The shiny bolts that kept her bunk locked to the floor glinted as the sun slipped into the room. The riverboat was considered substantial by professional standards, but Annie couldn't help comparing it to the splendid American passenger liners they'd passed as they sailed away from the Bund and into the Huangpu River. Beside those, this working vessel was endearingly drab and small, but Annie wasn't bothered by the conditions on board. The ship was her chance to experience the Yangtze and see something of the real China beyond the cloying social scene of the international settlement.